evening's show of satellite radio with your host, me, Paul Johnson, aka DJ PJ. And you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Hope you all are having a wonderful night tonight, or day, or whenever you guys are listening to this. It's getting a little chilly, so hopefully you guys are staying warm. And yeah, so for this week's episode, I'm kind of going to be all over the map, playing some new music, some music to match the weather that we've got right now, and just, you know, get all over the place. So I'm going to start us out with some new music from this week. The highly anticipated Silk Sonic from the collaboration between Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. Really great album, very consistent. I mean, they make great music. So yeah, here's one of the songs off this one. I don't really have a ranking for any of the tracks on the record, but this is a very good one. So here we have Fly As Me by Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak as Silk Sonic.
Have you ever been with a player? Take you downtown where they treat you like the mayor. Take you to the crib where you take it upstairs.
What's upstairs?
Shit, I'ma show you later. Don't need a spatula, everything catered. Extra flavor. Go ahead, sprinkle some truffles on your mashed potatoes. I'm trying to love. Is you gonna love me back? Y'all only get what you get. Ain't you heard of that? Look here. Like a mat, float like a butterfly on every single track. And the only language that I speak, girl, is back. So once I give this game to you, I can't take it back. Hollering at you from a 1977 Monte Carlo. Hard act to follow. It's showtime, trying to boo you up like it's the Apollo. Your walk is vicious, let's get down to business. You and me together, woo, that's something different.
Silk Sonic, Fly As Me. Check out the album. It's all really great. I saw a funny TikTok this morning. I think that I was playing that song, and they said, I can't wait for a fire Old Navy commercial, which I think was a slight dig, but the user also backed it up by saying they really liked the album. But I think it just goes to show how incredibly listenable these guys are, and that they make music that is, you know, loved by all. I know, you know, there are millennials, boomers, Gen Zers, everyone loves Silk Sonic, and they bring back that vintage feel with a new twist. So yeah, Silk Sonic, check it out. It's good stuff. Next up, I'm gonna play a song off of a EP that I've been listening to a lot recently. I actually hadn't realized that it had come out. It's from a band called Millie. I don't think they haven't actually come out with a debut album yet, so I think this is the first like project that they've put on streaming platforms. But I heard a single from it that my friend Calvin showed to me last year, and we played it on our radio station. And I've loved that song for a long time. That's Denial by Millie. And so this is a song off the same EP that was a single on, called Wish Goes On. And it came out in, I think, late April. But as I said, I've only been listening to it very recently. And I really, really like their stuff. I think the whole band has a really great use of like interesting rhythms, and really great chords and stuff, just to make their music really nice. So I would say let me know what you think of it. You can always call into the station at 610-330-5316 if you want to give me a piece of your mind. I'm all ears. But yeah, this is Teach Old Dogs New Trick by Millie.
Yeah.
There's Millie, Teach Old Dogs New Tricks. I love how they fill the space with that song, the really muddy guitars, and you know, especially for just four of them, I think it's a nice big sound, and I like it a lot. Next up, I've got some recommendations coming through from my friends back in Chicago and Oak Park. Shout out to the boys Tommy, Andrew, and Pat. I actually am not able to find some of the songs that they want to play for me, but I am going to work through that. So hopefully we'll get that after this next song, which is going to be from the Velvet Underground and Nico. Their defining album, just the Velvet Underground, which was the album that they did to accompany Andy Warhol's movie that he made for this convention, where he was asked to speak at a doctor's convention for some reason, and instead of giving some kind of presentation, he said, "No, I'm just gonna play a movie." And then he played this movie, and the sounds of the movie were the album Velvet Underground. And it was kind of when they came onto the scene, and you know, a lot of people didn't really like it when it came out. It was very kind of avant-garde, and now it's praised as being one of, you know, the most influential pieces of rock ever, and so are the Velvet Underground. So this is one of their songs with Nico, who was singing with them. She wasn't a part of the band like fully, but was all over this record, and I really love her voice. I know my mom hates her voice, but I don't care. This is Femme Fatale from Velvet Underground and Nico.
Oh,
Femme Fatale, The Velvet Underground, featuring Nico's lovely voice on there. All right, so I said that I wasn't able to get the song that one of my friends was trying to get on here, The Long Road by Eddie Vedder, which is actually from the soundtrack to the movie Dead Man Walking. For some reason, it's not on Spotify. It is on Apple Music, however, just to point out their superiority there. So I'm going to play it off of YouTube. And so here we go. This is The Long Road by Eddie Vedder. Shout out to Tommy. Let's see if we get an ad here. If we do, I'll just cut this off for a second. Yep. All right. Second. All right, here we go. The Long Road by Eddie Vedder.
Thank you.
coming out of The Long Road by Eddie Vedder featuring Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. Not sure if I said that right, but he was the featured vocalist on there, a traditional Sufi singer from Pakistan, which has actually inspired me. And those Doombeks, the drums on there, inspired me to play a song from Tanariwen, who are, it's a group of refugees from Mali, part of the Tuareg community. They speak Tamashek, and they have been inspired actually from the Velvet Underground and the song that I played two songs ago, the Femme Fatale. There are some songs that actually sound pretty similar to what Tanariwen does, and I just really love how they incorporate the rock and blues into their Middle Eastern sounds. I just think it's really great stuff. So here we go with an absolute banger off this album, Elwan by Tanariwen. This is Hayati. That song just drives. I love it. Definitely check out Tanariwen if you haven't. That album, Elwan, I think is pretty amazing front to back. So check it out for sure. All right, next up, we're going to go back to some new music. This past week, Courtney Barnett put out an album, Things Take Time, Take Time. I really like it. I wouldn't say I like it as much as some of her previous stuff, but you know, it's still very solid. And this opening track, I enjoy quite a bit. So here we have Ray Street from the new Courtney Barnett album, Things Take Time, Take Time. There was Courtney Barnett with Ray Street off of her new album. Yeah, it's good stuff. Next up, I'm going to go back to a classic that I play often on, an artist that I play often on the radio station, Big Thief. I usually actually end up playing Adrian Lenker, who's the lead singer from this band, because I think I might prefer her solo stuff, but the band's got some really good stuff as well. This was their most recent album, which is surprising because it came out in 2019. It doesn't feel like it came out that long ago, and I was wondering when their next album was going to come out just as I was queuing this up for the show tonight. And it turns out they actually have a new album coming out soon. Well, relatively soon, on February 11th, 2022. So definitely highly anticipating that. They have a couple singles, I think four or five out from that already. So that's coming up on the horizon. But for now, I'm going to play a song, the title track actually from their album, Two Hands. So here's Two Hands by Big Thief. Big Thief, love that one, especially the guitars on it. Just feels so like they're not really attached to any kind of rhythm of the song, just kind of glistening in the background. I really like it. Next up, I'm going to play another recommendation from one of my friends back home, and it's going to be some Alfonso Ponticelli, who was actually, he's a guitarist who's spent a lot of time in Spain, and we saw him, I think, a day or two before I left for this semester at the Green Mill in Chicago. It's a infamous jazz club, and it was a really, really great time, and especially seeing him live, it was... I mean, some of the most impressive guitar playing that I've seen, especially in this style. I haven't really seen much of it. So he has an album, Summertime, which is Alfonso Ponticelli and Swing Guitan. So this is the fourth track of that out of that album. It's called Georgia. Hope you enjoy. Nice little ditty there from Alfonso Ponticelli and Swing Guitan. He is really great, especially live. It just makes me want to get back and see some more live music. Tommy, if you're listening, let's go back to the Green Mill over Thanksgiving break. I'd love to spend some time over there. It's always a great show over there. So, and if any of you listening are ever in Chicago, definitely make sure to check it out. It's a really unique experience being there, especially because they haven't really changed any of the fixtures in the building since like the 30s. So it's really cool being in there. All right, next up, I'm going to play some music from an artist named Illuminati Hotties, which typically I'd say I would steer far from, just on the name alone. It's all lowercase, and I don't know, just something about that new wave type of like internet bedroom pop artist that I don't typically like very much. But this artist in particular, she usually does like pop punk, and I know she has a pretty like cult following. I don't remember what she calls them, but this album has a lot of that on it as well. But she also has some more stripped down stuff, which I tend to prefer. And I've been listening to this song a bunch. The album just came out like a month ago. And this song, I really like. I think it's written very well. And I like the melodies in it. So here's Need, from the album Let Me Do One More by Illuminati Hotties. Illuminati Hotties, Need. I don't know. I feel like the melody kind of reminds me of like the like early 2000s bubblegum pop, but puts on some thick guitars on top of there, and really just pumps up the gain, and I love the energy that it gives. So yeah, check out that album, Let Me Do One More by Illuminati Hotties. Next up, we got another rec from my boy Pat back in Oak Park. This is more of like a funk tune for us tonight. Just listened to a little bit of it recently, and I'm enjoying it. So let's play the full song. This is Don't Lose Your Steam by Gregory Porter. Here we go.
Sitting on the top of the roof, the bridge is on mine. Steam engines roll by, the bridges fall down, and so do my dreams. Boy, you hear me calling your name, the bridge is your time. Your engine rolls hot if the bridges fall down. Don't lose your head of steam, young man. I'm counting on you. And whoa, young man, I'm counting on you. Boy, I didn't make it too far, but baby, you are the family star. I'll tighten your seams. Don't lose your head of dreams. Boy, you hear me calling your name. The bridge is your time. Your engine rolls hot if the bridges fall down. Don't lose your head of steam, young man. I'm counting on you. And whoa, young man, I'm counting on you to get me to the other side. Hey, 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 hey. Is new, whatever you do is up to you, but do me this, do, don't lose your head of dreams, young man, I'm counting on you, and whoa, young man, I'm counting on you.
Gregory Porter, Don't Lose Your Head of Steam. Ain't that right? I love the sax in that one. The whole song reminded me a lot of like Wolfpack, if any of you are familiar with them. But that was great. I'm definitely going to check out some more Gregory Porter in the future. All right, for the last song of the night, I don't think there's many better ways to close a show than with the Queen Bee herself, Beyoncé, off of her self-titled album from back in like 2015. This is I don't know, I mean, all the whole album's pretty amazing, but this is one that I've been listening to a little bit recently. It's with another goat, Frank Ocean. So for the last song, I'm gonna play Superpower by Beyonce featuring Frank Ocean. Yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your night. This is great. And then check me out next week at the same time, Tuesdays at 7 o'clock Eastern. to check out some more Satellite Radio with your host, DJ PJ, Paul Johnson. And it's just a reminder that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Have a wonderful night, everyone, and stay warm.
My two hands hold each other. That feels different from when your hands are in mine. That's just the way it is. And when my voice is screaming out to my own ears, that feels different from when I hear yours. Now that's just the way it is. And when I'm standing in this mirror after all these years, what I'm viewing is a little different from what your eyes show ya. I guess I didn't see myself before ya. Moving forward, a subtle power, a tough love, superpower, like a shark, superpower. Ooh, like a bear, a tough love.
And I thought the world would revolve.
I thought the world would revolve without us, without us, without us, without us.
But nothing I know could slow us down. Couldn't slow us down.
Break us down. And just like you, I can't be scared. And just like you, I hope I'm spared. But it's tough love. I know you feel it in the air. Even the babies know it's there. Tough love. The laws of the world tell us what goes sky and what falls.